From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I've been gone too long, singing my songs on a room, another town, one more show. And I'm coming home, don't give a damn what these keys are for. I'm gonna knock down that front door and gonna find out what that house is made of. Been too many nights since it's felt us make love. I wanna rock some sheetrock, knock some pictures.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Eric Church with Love You Like a Wrecking Ball, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lollar. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which will be taking place on Saturday, June 13th. We originally do it in April, but we moved it because of everything going on. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. As I mentioned, the home theme song for this week, Love You Like a Wrecking Ball, Eric Church. That's kind of, I guess, an ode to the fact that 9 months from now, the news media is going to be showing pictures of all sorts of people with babies. I think there's going to be they'll call it the coronavirus baby boom, as a result of everybody having to stay put, stay home so much. And so I just thought that might be an appropriate song for this week. Add a little levity. Today's radio show, we're going to be talking on the phone to several companies that you see featured in the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which are open for business. John Rosa with Rhino Shield. Also, Jay Vauck with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Troy Brown with Closets by Design. Jean Peters with Jean's Custom Workroom, Susan Lawrence with Strathmore Cabinets Design, Floors and Paint, and also Sean Berger with Carolina Spa Company. These interviews were recorded last week, and at that time, all of these companies were still open for business. They obviously are taking different alternative means to stay open for business and to take care of their customers. And we'll be talking about all of those different things that they're doing to keep their staff safe and their customers safe as well. But one of the exceptions to the stay-at-home rule is for the construction industry. And most of the companies, if not all of the companies you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they are part of the construction industry. And so it is possible to continue to get some work done in your house. I'm having some work done in my house right now, taking advantage of this downtime. We're doing some work at our office, trying to, due to the fact that our staff is working from home, and I'm trying to use this time to get some things done around the office that might otherwise disrupt the work days of our staff at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I'm going to give them a big surprise when they come back to work soon and see all the updates and changes. And so it is possible I met with a contractor just last week. We kept a good 6 to 8 foot distance. Been contacting each other by phone and email and text, and he's going to be starting a project here at the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine next week. So you can still be productive and get some things done. You can at least start lining things up and talking to different companies that you see and get things set up for when everything returns to normal. And the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our spring issue, is out. And if you would like a free copy, if you'd like us to mail you a free copy, if you've got a project going on, tell us what your project is. Email info@newhomecharleston.com, info@newhomecharleston.com, and we'll mail you a copy. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us on the phone, we have John Rosa with Rhino Shield. How are you, John?
How are you? I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. You bet. First of all, John, we want to ask you, is Rhino Shield open for business?
We are open for business. We're very blessed to be continue working. In fact, we started a new job today.
Excellent. Excellent. And what does Rhino Shield do?
Rhino Shield is an exterior paint. As far as dealing with this coronavirus, what we're doing with our crews is practicing social distancing. We don't need to come in the house. We're keeping our crews to no more than 3 people, and limiting our contact as much as possible, including a lot of FaceTime.
Yeah, and Rhino Shield, you folks are an exterior coating company, so you're
that's correct.
You're coating. You don't like to say painting, but because the type of coating you use is not paint, right?
That's right. Yeah. Rhino Shield is 8 to 10 times thicker than paint.
Okay.
Ceramic coating designed to waterproof and insulate the house. It's an elastomeric, so it's designed to expand and contract, and has a 25-year warranty against peeling, cracking, and chipping.
Excellent, excellent. Well, there's so it's Rhino Shield is working on the exterior of someone's home, so they really don't even have to come in contact much with the homeowner at all, right?
Not at all. I mean, we started 2 new jobs this week. We were 6 feet away, and we did our walk arounds, and we have been transitioned pretty smooth. Actually, we feel very fortunate.
Well, just to clarify, this interview is being recorded on March 25th, and today in the newspaper, the city of Charleston passed an ordinance that basically said that people need to stay at home, but they exempted a number of different businesses currently operating, like grocery stores, healthcare facilities, restaurants that have carry out, and construction. And Rhino Shield definitely falls under that category of construction. So things will the Rhino Shield operation will continue through this coronavirus thing that we've got going on.
Absolutely. In fact, I had a customer call today. Was able to get a really low rate at the bank, take advantage of this more affordable money, and we just booked another big job today. So, like I said, the best thing about our business with a situation like this is we're all exterior, we're all outside, and we do not run real big crews. So you know, 2 to 3 man crews are able to get everything done that we need to do.
Now, I know this sounds like a kind of a cliche question, but there are better times than others to get work done on your house, and what I mean by that is sometimes the demand for construction services is a little lower than other times of the year. For example, you know, some businesses slow down, like around Christmas, for example. Is this a good time? Has the coronavirus affected things in terms of opening up your schedule at all?
We're always pretty slammed starting off in January once college football ends and we get into these home shows. You know, us being statewide, we pick up business pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So we install year-round, and I would say as far as appointments slow down, maybe in December a little bit, maybe around Thanksgiving, but for the most part, this is a 12-month business.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that's good news for Rhino Shield. How many employees does Rhino Shield have?
We're probably running right now 4 crews throughout the state. So we have a crew chief in Myrtle Beach. We have a crew chief in Columbia. We have a guy in Greenville, and we have a few guys here in town that have been with us a long time. Probably about 8-9 years. Our crew chief's here have been with us a long time.
What does that add up to in terms of staff?
We're probably feeding close to 40 families.
That's a good way to put it. You know, you've got 40 employees. Those are 40 mouths to feed, but they're not just your employees that Rhino Shield is helping to feed. It's all of their families as well.
Yeah, we've been very blessed to keep a lot of the same guys that we hired the very first crew when we had one. And we've been able to develop relationships, and they're more than just people that work with us. You know, they're kind of like our family. So I just told them, you know, we're going to go week by week. And so far, we've still been running appointments. We've still had appointments come in. You know, we've been able to take pictures of the homes or have a customer even send us the picture of the house. We can go on Zillow and look at the house. And we're able to talk on the phone and do a little pitch over the phone, if you will. So, again, we've been very fortunate not to slow down that much.
Lots of different options, and I'm fond of saying that at this time of year, everybody has a project that they're planning to do in 2020, and so there's no reason to put off that kind of a project that Rhino Shield offers in terms of having your the exterior of your home rejuvenated with the exterior painting that Rhino Shield can do. What happens during the day that Rhino Shield is working on a house? Is there going to be much contact with the homeowner as well?
So, for example, today we started a home in Mount Pleasant. It's an all brick house. We're going to be coating the brick. We've been doing quite a bit of stucco and brick lately. So we called the customer. We spoke over the phone. We walked around the house, and then we just try to have a lot of communication. So between text messages and emails, you know, we start with a pressure wash. We're going to let the house dry for a day and get back out there Friday and keep working. But again, everything can be done, even on site with the customer, you know, keep to 6 to 10 feet distance, and we can do our walk arounds, and, you know, we don't need to touch anybody or anything like that. And it's, you know, again, because we don't need to go in the house, people feel safe. And we're also doing virtual tours. We got some video consultations that we've set up on our website right now. Well, we can set up like a FaceTime type program to actually have the customer walk around their house without us even being on the property.
That's amazing. And they maybe give you some dimensions of the home and that kind of thing?
We can give them a ballpark, and then when we see the house, you know, just to give them an idea, to speak with them on the phone, and then I can go out and make a site visit to get my exact measurements. But we can get a pretty good idea if they don't want us on the property from over the phone with this virtual tour we're doing.
Yeah, and at the very least, that gets their project in the pipeline, so that it's in the line, so that you know, when this thing wraps up, if not sooner, Rhino Shield is going to be able to get out there and start the project sooner than later.
Absolutely, that's exactly what we're doing.
Well, good deal. Well, I have personally seen how the public is adopting to some of the guidelines that they're suggesting. I mean, staying 6 feet away from people, that's not a hard thing to do. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of businesses. There's a hardware store on Upper King Street I was in yesterday, and they put some of the blue paint tape on the floor. Just to give people an idea, hey, you don't need to come any closer than this. I think they put a table in front of the cash register, so there was some separation. So people are adapting to this crisis and continuing business, maybe not as usual, but they're definitely continuing business.
Yeah, I mean, as a community, we need to kind of try to just remain calm and follow the advice of the professionals telling us what we're doing, and as much as you can, keep things going. You know, we all, as a community, need to stick together and help each other out through this. So, again, we're nothing but blessed for all this, and we feel very fortunate being a small business ourselves and, you know, keeping these families fed, and we just want to thank Charleston a whole bunch and wish everybody just we can get through this together. and be smart about it and get life back to what we're used to. I think with a whole new perspective on what we took for granted previous to this.
True. That's true. Well, how can folks get more information about Rhino Shield?
We are on our website at rhinoshieldsc.com. That's the best place to get us right now. And you can go on there and check out our virtual tours. You can give our office a call at 843-884-1992. We're here, normal hours, everything's good, and we're just praying everybody's okay and everything's getting better.
Well, we're doing the same. We'll take we have been talking with John Rosa with Rhino Shield. Thanks so much for taking the time out to talk to us, John.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, and guys, let's keep our head up and stay positive.
There you go. All right. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we've got Jay Vaughk with Classic Kitchens of Charleston on the phone. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great. Thanks Good. For the call.
You bet. Jay, my question that I'm asking all of the companies I'm interviewing today is Classic Kitchens of Charleston open for business?
We are. We have some people working from home, but I've been in the office pretty much every day. But in general, we try to discourage appointments at this time. I think most of the stuff can be handled via email and kind of on the phone, sketching back and forth.
In-person appointments then, huh?
Correct, yes.
Gotcha. And so you're working with people via email, and are they submitting a plan to you to bid on, or do you still need to draw the plans?
We still draw the plans, but at this point now, we actually haven't gone out to a house and taken a new measure like that. Most of the stuff we're working on has plans for an architect, so it's easy for us to keep bidding the jobs.
Gotcha. How about when it comes to installing the cabinets in a new kitchen or bathroom or other spots around the house?
Okay, today, for example, we have four crews on four different job sites going, and one of my crew members is afraid of the virus, so he's asked us to place him somewhere where there won't be anybody else on the job site. So we called the jobs that we had going today and found him the right job that was going to be completely vacant except for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Classic Kitchens of Charleston, you folks can help people who are in an existing home remodel their kitchen or bathroom, but Classic Kitchens of Charleston also does a lot of new construction work, and that means the homeowner's not living in the house yet, and there might just be a few subs that are in different parts of the house, but not close up next to your installers or anything.
That's correct. Most of the renovations we do are through a contractor, and the new builds clearly obviously have contractors. And typically when we're in the house, it's at a later phase. Clearly, all the rough-ins have been done, and we're usually in the house alone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising that sometimes we would have a paint crew, paint trim upstairs or something. I mean, the flooring guy's never going to be in there the same time we are. The trim carpenters typically are not in there when we're there. So it's usually a solitary event anyway.
Gotcha. Well, take a moment and just let our listeners know exactly what Classic Kitchens of Charleston can do to help people improve their homes.
We love to go into a house, meet with the homeowner, and discuss the way you and your family use the kitchen you currently have, and how can we improve that? I mean, it seems like if a house doesn't have a new kitchen, it needs it. Most kitchens that 18, 15 years old are completely out of date and out of style, and they weren't really functional to begin with. I look at houses and I say, why was this wall here, or what were these people thinking by putting the refrigerator right next to the stove? Even on new builds 15, 16 years ago, they just weren't laid out very well.
Right.
There's so much we can do to go in there and put a plan together for you and help implement that plan for you.
Gotcha. And Classic Kitchens of Charleston, you folks obviously do lots and lots of kitchens, but what other parts of the house can Classic Kitchens of Charleston help with?
Well, in a new build, typically you're going to have a butler's pantry, and you're going to have a scullery, and you're going to have built-ins around the fireplace and all the bathrooms and outdoor kitchens. So, you know, it's a closet, something we don't really specialize in, but we certainly are capable of doing them.
And how about home offices?
Home offices, actually, we just did a huge home office out at Kiowa. Complete redo of the space, totally transformed.
Yeah, and that's particularly relevant today, since so many people are working from home, and they might be realizing that whatever space they're trying to work in at their home is inadequate, and they could give Classic Kitchens of Charleston a call, and you folks can help out as far as creating a new home office for somebody, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, good deal. What brands of cabinetry does Classic Kitchens of Charleston carry?
We have Medallion cabinetry, Executive cabinetry, Winbrook cabinetry. We have a custom shop in North Charleston that we work out of as well, and we build some ourselves. We've got an Amish company out of Ohio called Schlebach, and they do beautiful work. So there's a wide variety. We have all levels of cabinetry, for entry-level homes on up to full-on custom homes.
All right, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Classic Kitchens of Charleston?
I mean, Google us on the, you know, is really the best way to get to our website. It's classickitchensofcharleston.com. You can learn more there, or our Instagram page, which is classickitchens_CHS. That really probably has more pictures than our website.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Jay Vaughk with Classic Kitchens of Charleston, and Classic Kitchens of Charleston is one of those businesses that falls under the exemption in the city of Charleston. It's a construction company, and so construction is definitely continuing in the Charleston area, and there's no need to delay that kitchen or bathroom remodel or whatever remodel project you have going on or you'd like to get going in the house. Use this downtime to contact Classic Kitchens of Charleston and at least get the ball rolling and get get some of the preliminary things underway so that when all this is over, we'll be able to get back to normal and get that kitchen or bathroom remodeled quicker than if you waited. Right, Jay?
That's correct.
All right. Thanks so much, Jay.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we've got Troy Brown with Closets by Design on the phone with us now. How are you doing, Troy?
We're doing great, Tim. I hope you are.
Yes, sir. So my first question, Troy, is Closets by Design open for business?
We are. We absolutely are. We're still operating in multiple facets of the business.
Gotcha. What kind of a message would you like to get out to the public about Closets by Design?
Well, I don't know. The messaging is so crazy, but what I would say is our message is, you know, we're really blessed to be part of the Lowcountry community because the resilient nature of our community is incredible, and we know that everybody out there, they're having challenges as we are, and our message is we are here, and that we are going to continue to participate and contribute to our community, and hopefully on the other side of this, be a solution that other people will enjoy having in their home.
That's great. Troy, talk about the virtual appointments that Closets by Design can do right now with customers.
Well, I think that's a really great topic. I mean, look, let me just say this. Our typical model would be one-on-one meetings with a customer in their space, talking to them about what their needs are, because there's just nothing that substitutes that type of involvement, that type of interaction, so that the process can be enjoyable. However, we have extraordinary circumstances going on right now. So what we've done is we've created a opportunity for people to continue working with us and do it virtually, working with our designers. We've got a virtual platform that we are executing this with, and we when you're working with these customers, and customers are participating even more than they would in a normal environment. They're helping us measure space. They're helping us understand what their needs are, and we just find it to be an alternative that's truly having an impact and allowing us to continue to move and continue to work with people in their home. They have a lot of time right now, and they get to focus on their space, and it gives them something to do to take their mind off, you know, frankly, the news. So it's been good so far.
Right, right. Yeah. People are, I think all of our listeners would agree they're spending way too much time that they would prefer not to spend as much time at home. But I know a lot of folks are really taking advantage of this time at home to get their homes organized and seeing some of the improvement opportunities that they have in their home. What are you talking to homeowners about these days in terms of what different kinds of projects?
Well, you know, we always deal with different projects with our business. I mean, clearly, what's unique about our business is it's very custom, and it can be incorporated into so many places in your home, whether it be your garage or pantry or closet or storage space, linen closets. But the one that we're really seeing a spike right now, I think this situation has caused people to understand how challenging it can be to work from home if you don't have a good workspace.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're seeing is we're seeing people call in and ask about doing a custom office or a custom desk and some shelving, and so to the ability to work in a very functional environment is important. And so we're seeing a spike there, and we're working really hard to come up with solutions for people with that.
Gotcha. Does Closets by Design also do Murphy beds?
We do. We do wall beds. And so, you know, wall beds are very, very popular in the Lowcountry, particularly with the people who live in condos, and they have limited space, and they have visitors coming in throughout certain times of the year. So we do a tremendous amount of wall beds, actually.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of someone might have a spare bedroom at home that it isn't used all that often, and having a wall bed installed and also maybe a desktop with some file drawers and some different organizational options. Closets by Design can help folks out with that, right?
Absolutely. We do a lot of it, and it's actually a great product. And it, again, what's so awesome is it is absolutely custom to the space. And so what I mean by that is, you know, all of us have gone out to the furniture store, and we've bought different pieces of furniture and maybe tried to buy a desk that would work and accommodate your needs at home. And the room just doesn't quite work for it. And what we're able to do is design that room to very specific needs and very specific size and incorporate it into a wall bed, as you suggested, so that room could be a multifaceted room that really functions well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very popular, and it continues to grow in popularity. So our abilities are getting better too, because our customers challenge us. And so it's a really interesting thing to watch evolve.
Well, I used this slogan a lot. I think I picked it up in college. To change is to survive, and sounds like that's what Closets by Design is doing right now.
Well, it's interesting you say that. You know, one of the slogans that we go by is the only thing in life that's constant is change.
True.
And you have to be able to adjust to that and be able to move and be nimble. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're probably going to suffer for it. So we embrace it, and that's exactly what we're doing now.
What is Closets by Design doing to, you know, in terms of instructing your employees and keeping them safe and your customers safe?
Well, you know, we're doing a lot, actually. So we've been incredibly diligent about understanding what the recommendations are by the CDC, and we are keeping the distance in our facilities. We're keeping the numbers down. We're trying to continue to manufacture, because we do know on the other side of this we're going to have a big surge of activity.
Yep.
But what we've done is we're really respecting the 6-foot rule in our shop as well as in our office, and we're continuing to clean almost hourly. So, you know, I would say that we've really done a really good job. And also an example we talked about earlier, going to virtual designs with our design team. You know, we're trying to be very sensitive to the situation, the seriousness of it, and the impact it has on our community, while at the same time try to keep the doors open and get on through this and navigate through these shark-infested waters.
Right, right. How many employees does Clauses by Design have here in Charleston?
We have 54.
Wow. That's got to be that's got to keep you up a little bit at night, thinking about how you're going to be able to keep everybody on staff without laying them off, huh?
Well, I mean, it's an incredible burden, but as an entrepreneur, that's a burden that you accept and you take. And we talk about it a lot. We talk about it a lot with our management team. Our families are dependent upon us to make good choices.
Right.
And those choices sometimes can be really difficult. Meaning, you know, maybe cut their hours back, or maybe so we can survive it, so the jobs will survive, whatever it is. But we have that responsibility, and you're right, you do lose sleep over it, because their families, their kids are dependent upon us, and the choices and decisions we make, it has a great impact on their life.
There you go. Well, Troy, you have some specials going on. You've speaking of adopting to the current environment, Clauses by Design is offering some discounts and things like that that I'm sure everyone will appreciate right now.
Well, we are. We're trying to, as you pointed out, we're trying to respond to the market conditions, and we're trying to continue to keep our doors open.
Mm-hmm.
And we are being very aggressive, and we run different promotions throughout the year. And right now, this is probably one of our more aggressive promotions for obvious reasons. So we are running them, and we are going to continue to do so until we can get things back to what we would consider to be normal.
Gotcha. 40% off plus an additional 15% off right now?
That's correct.
And 18-month interest-free financing for those that qualify. That's great. Well, Troy, how can folks get more information about Clauses by Design?
Well, there's multiple ways. Obviously, our website's probably the number one way that people find us, and that's with www.closetsbydesign.com. There's a ton of information and photographs, and our catalog can be downloaded, and you can take a look at that. The other is just call us. Our phone number is 843-225-6725.
Troy, you were breaking up a little bit. I'm going to have you repeat that, okay?
Do you want to call my desk phone again?
Yeah, did I call the wrong number? Sorry about that.
Yeah, you called my cell phone. That's the issue.
Okay, my bad. All right, I'll call you right back. Sorry. Okay. All right. We're gonna get this right.
Big difference.
We did. We were doing so great until those little glitches, but we got it. Okay. Let me repeat once again. Okay. All right. Here we go. Troy, how can folks get more information about Clauses by Design?
Well, there's a couple different ways. Obviously, the first way is our website. Our website is used constantly, and it's probably the best way to get information about us. And that's at www.closetsbydesign.com, and then also call us. Our phone number is 843-225-6725, and we will be more than happy to answer any question and continue that discussion.
Okay, well, we have been talking with Troy Brown with Clauses by Design, open for business and ready and waiting for your phone call. Thanks so much, Troy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now joining us on the phone is Gene Peters with Gene's Custom Workroom. How are you, Gene?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. Gene, take a moment and tell everybody about Gene's Custom Workroom.
Well, we are a custom drapery workroom. We do custom draperies, bedding, pillows, cushions, slipcovers, and upholstery. We work with designers and the general public.
Excellent. Okay. And is Gene's Custom Workroom, are you folks open for business?
We are open, but limited. We are open only by appointment. We monitor sorry.
Okay, keep going.
We're limited with our open hours, and we're only open by appointment.
Gotcha. And that's one of the steps that Gene's Custom Workroom is taking to keep your employees safe and your customers safe as well, right?
Exactly. That way, as each person comes in and leaves, we can clean, we can hand sanitize, and we can make sure that we're ready for the next client.
Very good. Well, before we started the interview, you mentioned that and Gene's Custom Workroom does a lot of business with interior designers. And one of the ways that they're kind of changing their model of how they do business is they're emailing Gene's Custom Workrooms and you're able to give them quotes on the project by email and by phone.
Yes, they have been emailing me with the best that they can, a description of what they want, and we can in turn estimate fabric yardage and pricing through email. That way we can at least get the process going, and then when it's safe for us to go into the client's home and do our measuring to get final measurements, we're one step ahead and ready to go.
Gotcha. You mentioned something else before we started the interview that in 10 years, Gene's Custom Workroom has always had kind of a wait list when you take an order, they're not able to you're not able to fabricate the order like the next day. There's always a little bit of a lag time, which is normal, right?
Absolutely. We are usually 4 to 6 weeks out. In our busiest time, we could be 8 to 10 weeks out. So we are steady behind the scenes now, trying to catch up, using this time to catch up and to keep sewing. So now is, don't wait. You can still get your order in. We can do that by dropping off and quoting online. We do have a place you can drop off. You can still get in line, because we are still sewing. We have plenty here to do, and we are still taking orders.
Yeah, and some folks who may not be familiar with that term workroom, what is a workroom?
A workroom, that's what we call our shop. That's what we call where we work, where we sew. It's where all the magic happens. It's where the seamstresses sew on your projects. It's where, it's just where we do all the sewing for draperies, for your pillows, your bedding, those kind of things. It's just the term that we use for our actual workshop.
And how many seamstresses do you have working with Gene's Custom Workroom?
I have 3 at the moment. That varies. I have some ladies who work at home, and they work by piece, meaning, if I have the things that they are able to do at home, they work by the piece, and I'll call them in, and they come and get it. The bigger items have to be done here at the workroom, where there's, much more room and big tables that we can actually work on.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. Well, are you noticing any kind of trends? What's new and exciting with Gene's Custom Workroom in 2020?
Well, we have lots of new things. The market is, it used to be, a few years back, it was all panels that were very... lost my train of thought. Linens, they were natural colors, and nobody wanted to add a lot of color to their windows. They just wanted it plain and natural. And now it's patterns are coming back, colors are coming back, greens and blues. And it's nice to see silks are coming back. I even have orders for velvets now, even though we live here in Charleston, South Carolina. We've made window treatments with velvet. It's just, you know, the old is now new again, and it's great and it's exciting, and I love the new colors.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know for a fact that that people are spending way more time than they would like to staring at the walls in their home and probably imagining all sorts of different improvements that they can make in their home. And we want to just get the word out that Gene's Custom Workroom, you folks are open for business, and don't wait until this is over. They can pick up the phone, they can send an email to Gene's Custom Workroom and really just help to get the ball rolling so that you know, when all this this passes, you're going to be kind of in line to get that work rather than having to wait months to get it done, right?
Absolutely. I've had several past clients email me this week that said, I'm sitting around the house and I noticed that these slip covers on my sofa and chairs need to be redone. And they have sent me photos. And that's another thing. You can email me a photo of the piece that you need reupholstered or slip covered, and I can give you a price online. Yes, indeed. Get in line now, because I am getting a lot of emails for, you know, pillows and slip covers and draperies. So absolutely email me, get in line, check out our website. Either way, you can email me through Gene's Custom Workroom at iCloud.com or through our website at jeanscustomworkroom.com.
All right, great. A lot of pent-up demand as soon as this this whole thing is over with. People are going to be wanting to they're probably got lists upon lists of things that they want to improve in their home. So might as well get that process started. And plus, it keep you from going crazy with all the downtime that people have. At least you feel like you're doing something productive, right?
Absolutely. I know I would be stir crazy if I was sitting home.
True. All right. Well, definitely give Gene's Custom Workroom a call. You can find them in Charleston Home and Design magazine and also charlestonhomeanddesign.com. You can reach them that way. Gene's spelled with J-E-A-N, jeanscustomworkroom.com. Well, we have been talking with Gene Peters with Gene's Custom Workroom. Thanks so much, Gene.
Thank you so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Susan Lawrence with Strathmore. How are you doing, Susan?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Good, good. Take a moment, Susan, and tell everybody about Strathmore Cabinets, Design, Floors, and Paint.
Well, we have been in this business for 27 years. We're family-owned. And we have branches here in Charleston, as well as Nashville, Atlanta, Raleigh, Charlotte, Birmingham. And basically, we sell cabinets and flooring, and we sell those design services that are associated with cabinets and flooring. In other words, if you came in here and you wanted to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom, or you wanted to redo the flooring in your house, we'd be able to help you with that. And right now we're just taking appointments only, and that you can call us at our office at 843-856-8255, and one of our designers will schedule an appointment. We'd be happy to meet with you and help you out with what you need. Flooring, cabinets, and also, right, we're moving into blinds and shutters, interior window treatments.
Blinds and shutters, excellent. I was going to say, you have just about every category covered that a homeowner would need if they were building a house or remodeling a house, and you've just about got everything covered with the addition of window treatments as well.
Absolutely. And again, an important component of that is being able to help our customers with the design. We come out, we look at your current arrangement if you're remodeling, and we're able to do that design here in-house, as well as We do service several builders in town for new construction, new home construction.
Yeah, I imagine that it is very convenient for builders to send their clients who are building new homes to one location and be able to pick out so many different parts of the house that people need to purchase with cabinets and flooring and paint and now window treatments.
Absolutely.
Well, how is Strathmore, how are you folks keeping your staff safe? And when you do have interactions with customers, how are you keeping your customers safe?
Well, we are working to where we're in teams. Only part of the office, part of the employees are in the office at any given time. And that way we're still able to cover day-to-day operations while the other team is working from home, vice versa. As far as keeping customers safe and keeping our employees safe, we are filling out the standard form that's been put out by the CDC to, eliminate people that may be are feeling sick or currently sick. I mean, these are strange times, so we're certainly doing the best we can do to keep everybody safe.
Right, and Strathmore, you folks probably have a number of projects that you're sort of in midstream for, and are installations continuing with Strathmore?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, they are. Yes. We actually have quite a full schedule. Construction is considered one of those essential services, and especially in new home construction, you really are not around very many people. The house is being built, and trades generally are not in there at the same time. So new home construction definitely is we're still very much servicing those builder clients of ours. With remodels, we are servicing our clients as well, our current clients. And, this is a great time to make an appointment to come into our showroom. Our showroom is probably one of the best showrooms in Charleston to really get a feel for flooring and cabinets. So
that's true. I've visited Strathmore's showroom many times, and you definitely have a great showroom to showcase all of the different products that Strathmore offers. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Strathmore Cabinets, Design, Floors, and Paint?
Well, you can, if you are wanting to schedule an appointment, give us a call at 843-856-8255. And you can also go out onto our website, which is I'm trying to look it up right now.
I can help you. It's Strathmore Floors.
I'm sorry, I wasn't really sure which one it was. It's strathmoredesign.com. So, please reach out to us and let us know how we can help you. We are open for business. So, again, that's strathmoredesign.com, and the focus being on design.
Excellent.
We can help you with what you got.
Absolutely. And I know that there's so many people who are stuck at home right now, and they're looking at all the deficiencies in their house, and they know that they want to make improvements, and why not get the process started? You can at least have a conversation with the folks at Strathmore, and even maybe do something via FaceTime, where the homeowner's able to kind of show the different spaces and talk with the designers at Strathmore Cabinets, Design, Floors, and Paint to get your project rolling. At least don't waste this time that we're stuck at home. Make the most of it.
Absolutely. So we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Very good.
Over here at Strathmore Floors.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, we have been talking with Susan Lawrence with Strathmore Cabinets Design, Flooring, Paint, and soon window treatments. Thanks so much, Susan.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we've got Sean Berger with Carolina Spa Company on the phone. How you doing, Sean?
Hey, I'm good and yourself, Tim. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat with me.
Sure, sure. Sean, is Carolina Spa Company open for business?
Currently, Carolina Spa Company is open for business. We are doing appointment only. People can contact me directly through text or call at 843-901-9027. That is my personal cell phone line. And we basically have sanitized the store. We've cleaned everything up. And if people are in need of chemicals, they are more than welcome to contact me. And we'll set up an appointment with them that suits them best and meet them at the showroom to get those chemicals to them. According to the CDC, it's very important that a business of our stature remains open so that we can supply people with the necessary chemicals, which is either chlorine or bromine, to sanitize their hot tub or pool so that the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus can be prevented in hot tubs and spas.
All right. Well, that's got to be a good feeling. Know that you're an essential member of the community.
Yeah, we haven't been deemed essential yet. However, with the CDC and the different business bureaus, they're working alongside right now to classify us as an essential business, so that clients of ours and new clients can purchase these chemicals that are necessary for those sanitary levels in their pool and spa water. We also are open for business if people are in the market for a new spa. We can do either virtual tours of the showroom through FaceTime, or we can set up an appointment by keeping our distance, and we can meet people at the showroom to show them the hot tubs and spas that we have right now for sale.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I know the city of Charleston passed a policy of that people should stay at home, but they've got several exemptions, and construction is one of those exemptions, and so you know, people can definitely, if they were thinking about having a swim spa installed at home, there's no reason why people should not continue with that process and contact Carolina Spa Company, right?
I agree completely with that, Tim. I mean, while on the phone with you right now, we're currently at a homeowner's property in Carolina Park. We are securing and building them a deck for their swim spa delivery, which is going in tomorrow morning. We've also got two other deliveries this week. Everything is outdoors. All our work happens outdoors, and we are very happy to keep our distance from the clients themselves. And work for us is still going ahead as usual.
Excellent, excellent. Well, take a moment and tell everybody about the great products that Carolina Spa Company offers homeowners.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are an exclusive Coast Spas dealership located right behind Sonic off Highway 41 in Mount Pleasant. Being an exclusive dealer with Coast, we can offer them a range of products all the way from four-seater hot tubs to 21-foot swim spas, which is an all-year-round aquatic paradise for your backyard. All of these are available for either order, or obviously you can purchase what we currently have on our showroom floor and what is in stock. The current wait time is 6 to 8 weeks for any new product, and around 4 weeks for any product that we have currently. And obviously that time may either decrease or increase depending on the needs of that client's installation.
All right. And a lot of gone are the days where you build a house on a gigantic lot, and where there's lots and lots of space. Most people live in subdivisions where The lots are smaller, the backyards are smaller, and they might be thinking, I don't have room in my backyard for a pool, much less a swim spa. Carolina Spa Company, you folks specialize in small spaces, right?
We do, and we've used many a method to deliver our spas and our swim spas to clients, predominantly using either a LUL or telehandler if we could get there. If not, we can crane our spas over people's homes. We've done it multiple times, even to the effect that we have delivered hot tubs and swim spas with helicopters to remote locations that cannot get cranes and LULs to them. Small spaces, we've got small spas. Large spaces, we've got larger spas. And we are very happy to work with any homeowners or clients and assess their location to make sure that they purchase the most, the best product that they can possibly purchase for their location and their needs.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Spa Company?
You can go on our website directly, which is carolinaspacompany.com. We're also on Instagram and on Facebook. We also have a big presence on Nextdoor and on Houzz. And alternatively, you can contact the store directly at 843-936-3196. If that phone does not get answered, it will redirect to my personal line. But my personal cell phone number is 843-901-9027. I'm very happy to take those calls. Whether you need a new spa, whether you would like a virtual tour, or if you need chemicals to process the water to a certain sanitary level in the current spa that you own.
And as far as meeting with customers, you'd be meeting in their backyard. You'd be keeping a good safe distance away from them and discussing the different options, and then they can take the process from there, right?
Absolutely. Tim, as you know, my voice is very soft and reserved, so I'd have to stand a little closer than normal.
Right.
We can certainly have a conversation outside in a very safe zone, in a very safe area. We're taking this coronavirus and the COVID-19 epidemic very seriously, and the safety of our clients and of their families and their kids is of the highest importance to us. So we will accommodate pretty much anything that the client asks for to a certain extent. And we are here to help, and we are here to do our best. We can even deliver chemicals to your property if it's within our delivery range, which is predominantly the Mount Pleasant area. But we can always make exceptions for certain locations. Just get in contact with us and let us handle it from there.
Excellent. All right. Well, we have been talking to Sean Berger with Carolina Spa Company, open for business. Thanks so much, Sean.
You're more than welcome, Tim. You stay safe, and everyone out there, be safe and follow all the instructions correctly. Let's put a stop to the spread.
There you go. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome, Tim. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.